Yankee Lima, K4RYL Mobile, Malden Road, monitoring.
Monitoring. Kilo, Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, Donnie in Central South Carolina.
Sir, just seeing what was going on after leaving the office there, jumping in the truck, firing up and all that stuff. Heard a few seconds of silence in there, and figured I'd throw my call sign out there, see what was going on with the evening commute.
Got in the car and cranked it up. Been sitting here for just a moment, waiting on my son to come out here, and we're gonna go get into some football practice and see if we can teach him to hit hard and run fast.
Sounds like fun. Well, it sounds like fun for him. I guess. Well, you'd be having fun sitting there watching it, but yeah, I was never much of a football player. I was more of a baseball player, but that football practice can get rough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I played baseball from T-ball all the way up to high school. I didn't play in high school, but I did play all the way up to high school. I let my friends take priority and was hard-headed, so didn't take much with the high school baseball. But I tried football one season, and yeah, I wasn't too much of a fan.
When I was a little kid, one of my my grandfather actually was a pitcher for the Detroit Tigers way back in his day for a few years, and actually was a major leaguer, and I ended up kind of inheriting that, and everybody played baseball. Everybody said I looked like I should play football because I'm about the average size of, you know, about the average size of an NFL linebacker, but do a lot of working out, a lot of strength training and all that stuff, a lot of really heavy weight lifting, and I had a lot of coaches after me to play football in high school, but I never did. I got stuck with baseball, of course. Didn't quite make it into the major leagues or even the minor leagues, so at least I had fun doing it, and I can walk today and all my joints are good, so maybe it's a good thing I stayed away from football.
They see you lifting something heavy, they're like, hey, that's real heavy what he's picking up. I wonder how hard he can hit. Then they try to talk you into it and put a lot of wear and tear on your body. So, I mean, they kind of do that with baseball, too, especially if you got a quick arm. They try to get you to throw hundreds of pitches a game. But, hey, I mean, that's what they want to do. I ain't going to bash them for it. They make more money than I do. Roger.
Catcher growing up, so by definition, I should have some pretty bad knees. But I guess all the squatting I've done and stuff like that, weightlifting is it kind of staved that off. But that's the one good thing about baseball is usually in baseball, if you can make a career of it and all that stuff, there's no salary cap in the major league. So what is it? One of these guys, I think for the New York Mets, something like that, maybe has like a $700 million contract over a few years. So you can really make some money, and out there in football, they're running around getting banged up, hurt, and by the time they hit their 40s, they'll have all kinds of different things going on with them, like, fingers popping out of the joint and all that stuff, and just tear their body all to pieces for relatively little money.
Is that, when I was growing up, I always wanted to be, famous or in the majors or whatever, but I never did make it. Wasn't that good, obviously. But kind of glad I wasn't, because, that is a lot of money, but that's a lot of time away from family and stuff. And I don't know, just being from small town areas, I'm a family-oriented guy, and I wouldn't want to be away from my family that long. But my hat's off to them. They definitely make the monies. And I was a third baseman. That was my favorite position. I hated outfield, but I didn't mind second or shortstop. But I was mostly third base. I did pitch one or two years, but I wasn't really liking it either. I never had the talent to throw any breaking balls hardly, so I gave that up pretty quick.
This is K4RYL for ID. Yeah, they tried me pitching. I was actually a pretty decent pitcher, but I actually wanted to play catcher. Who knows, had I gone the pitching route? Well, if I'd gone the pitching route, I would have probably got an arm that's toast right now from all of the pitches. All those guys need that Tommy John surgery to fix all their muscles and stuff like that in their arms and all that stuff after swinging their arm for all those years and stuff like that. But, yeah, it is. Baseball is definitely, those guys are in the most, but they are gone the most, too. It's 162 games a year with 81 away and 81 home. So you live in hotels during the year and all that stuff, and you don't have too much of an off season to get around and enjoy your family and stuff like that. So you play a lot of baseball, but I guess if you're good enough and, I guess, smart enough and good with your money, you could ink one of those giant contracts if you're good, play for 8 to 10 years and then retire and never have to do anything again. Then you get all the family time you want. I think that's I think Derek Jeter from the New York Yankees, he pretty much stayed single and all that throughout his 20-year career, and it wasn't until his 40s he settled down, I think, with a Victoria's Secret model and started having kids and having a family now that he's retired. So, hey, that guy had it figured out. He made hundreds of millions of dollars just in baseball alone, not to mention endorsements.
Roger that. Yeah. That's a smart way to do it there. That way you ain't got to worry about, you know, family time and whatnot. You know, you just go make your money and then worry about family. Now his family's taken care of. His kids probably got houses and they're already paid off pretty much, probably. I mean, so, like I say, I tip my hat off to him. That's pretty awesome. I didn't even know he done that. But what's crazy is, you know, a lot of people, I grew up in the 90s. So even now, like, some of these guys, they don't even remember who Maddox was, or even, what was his name, played for the Cardinals. He supposedly beat Babe Ruth's record. Mark McGwire, I think, was his name. Is that right? This is KQ4BGE for ID.
Was Mark McGwire, and it was, let's see, Mark McGwire versus Sammy Sosa, I think, one season, for who could beat the home run record, and I think he beat it, and then, what is it, Barry Bonds came along on all of his steroids and beat it, and it's funny, because as soon as he beat it, and he got done playing and all that stuff, he shrunk down to about half the size he was when he was playing baseball, so he was on all kinds of designer steroids and stuff, so there's an asterisk beside his home run title.
I could be completely and totally wrong, but I swear they tried to say Mark McGwire was roided up. Is that true?
I think so. For all the weightlifting I've done, I know guys that are natural and then guys that are juicing and stuff like that, and they call it their own gear. Yeah, Mark McGwire, definitely. If you look at him for a few years there in his earlier career, and then all of a sudden within a season or two, he blew up like a balloon. I think his head, Barry Bonds had the same thing. His head even got bigger, and he had to change hat sizes. So he was beefing up so much he was getting muscle in his head. Yeah, those guys, they were on all kinds of those designer steroids, designer hormones and all that stuff. And then you look at them as soon as they put down the baseball bat, retired, and I think both of them went back in to be batting coaches for different teams. And if you take a look at them a year or two after they kept playing, you know, if you keep doing that stuff, your health's going to suffer. So they got off all that stuff and looked like they would have had they never been on steroids. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's wild. What I like to find crazy is, like, now, like, I'm watching some of these YouTube videos every once in a while, and it's like, younger and younger some of these kids are, they're throwing in the, you know, low 90s, high 80s. I just watched a 16-year-old. He was a stocky build. He was like 200 pounds, so like 210. Dude threw 94 miles an hour for three consecutive pitches, and I was like, good night. You know, 13, I had a friend that could throw 70 miles an hour, and who knows what he done, you know, later on, because we kind of went to different schools after that. But 16 years old throwing 94 for three consecutive pitches, that's wild to me.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. I was kind of like that when I was 13, 14 years old. I was throwing up there in those, but I wasn't doing it very often, and I didn't want to be a pitcher. But I'll tell you, that kind of arm power, shoulder power, and all that stuff sure did come in handy when somebody would try to steal a base on me, because I just had that instinct where I think I was better defensively than I was offensively with a baseball bat. I could pop it pretty hard, but defensively, like somebody would get a lead off of first base and take off for second, and as soon as I would get that pitch, I would call for a fast pitch out of the pitcher, have him throw it into me as fast as he could, and I would instantly be back up throwing it, and usually gunning, the entire time, kind of when it really counted when I got a little bit older towards high school and stuff, I think I only had like maybe two or three people steal a base on me. And then also back in those days, it was perfectly acceptable for someone to come and try to take home, and I always just close the mitt with the other hand and brace rim back and lean into it and try to put them on their butt instead of the other way around.
It definitely comes in handy, because you got further to throw than the pitcher does. And if you don't get out the way, it's coming in fast and coming in quick. So, yeah, because I remember they always told our catcher, aim for the pitcher's head. Just whenever we talk about steroids, I got to thinking about them youngins, and I'm like, man, at 16 throwing 94 is just insane to me for some reason. But then again, who knows what they're putting in the foods now.
That's right. What's in that chicken we're eating, stuff like that. I was a pretty big kid, but when I was a catcher, they told me, they were like, I remember when I was learning that, they were like, as soon as somebody's getting ready to steal, I guess when I got far enough along in baseball, everybody started getting older where they started stealing and stuff like that. Jumping up and literally, you know, I remember the coach telling me, I want you to try to kill the pitcher. I want you to try to hit him in the head with it, because you got to get a laser beam out to second or whatever, unless it's going to third or something like that, or you're trying to throw somebody out at first before they can get back. But I definitely remember that, and I remember laughing at that, because you got to throw a laser beam. It's like, I think 60 feet 6 inches from the pitcher's mound to home plate, and it's double that, over 120 feet all the way out to second base. So you've got some ground to clear, and you got to do it fast. It's got to be a laser beam. It's got to be ahead of where the ball needs to be, or where the player's going to be when it gets there, and all that stuff. So there's a lot of physics involved, which I kind of love. It's pretty cool. But anyway, we're about to jump out and run an errand, but I'll let you guys get to football practice. It was very nice talking to you, and y'all have a good evening down there in Central, and we'll probably talk at you later. I'll say 73s, and I'll be clear on your final. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, K4 RYL, Augusta Street, downtown Greenville, Mobile.
I always found it impressive, because not only did you have to throw it so far, but you had to hit it right at the ankles of the second baseman, you know, like you said, kind of further out. So that was a challenge in itself. But been an awesome cue, so appreciate you coming, speaking with me. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and safe travels as well. 73s, my friend. Kilo, Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo.